is the interconnection between the thyroid, the adrenals, and the immune system. So within Chinese medicine, the fire element is the combination of your heart and stomach and small intestine energy. They weave together beautifully, the yin and the yang. And then the pericardium, which is the circulation of the sex hormones, as well as the triple warmer, triple burner, triple heater, depending on where you learn. But that is a little combination of your thyroid and adrenals, but because it's thymus gland as well, I include immune system in there. So when you're looking at the elements in Chinese medicine, they work in a nurturing, calming, beautiful, healing around the outside. That's the Shen cycle, and the one on the inside is the Ko cycle. But we're talking about blockages, aren't we? So when we've got a blockage somewhere, that can, I think someone talked about, you know, you've got one thing and then it like piggybacks onto the next and onto the next and onto the next. So quite often with your meridians, I'll pop that onto this and have a squiz. We've got overs and unders. They tell us what our meridians are doing. They're doing overs and unders. I pop it onto that chart and see whether there's what's called a beaver dam going on. So if you've got an over energy in, say, the fire, which is often the adrenals, you might have an under energy with stomach, spleen, lungs, large intestine, kidney, bladder, and you can see the under after and over. Not always, but sometimes. So I always have fun with that. It's just, you know, it's just me. But yeah, so I love that. So thyroid and adrenals are part of the fire element. So the fire element, it's about heart, spirit, connection, circulation, small intestine, joy, Shen, the spirit, blood, and the eyes. Pretty important, hey, to have these energies working. And actually, the Chinese have like a too much joy. There's like a calmness that's sort of expected, and I think that's why they do so much Tai Chi and that sort of thing to calm energy. Yeah, so this little combination of the adrenals, and don't forget adrenals, they make 62 hormones. They're not just about stress, they're about pain. Some people say they're not stressed, but they're in pain all the time. Their adrenals are going to be overworking. The thyroid, yep, it's about metabolism, does a million other things. And of course, because these all work together, if your adrenals are overworking, eventually your thyroid's going to underwork, or it'll shut down your immune system. Have you ever known a school teacher who gets through their 8-9 weeks of term, then they get sick as a dog the first day because they're just running on that adrenaline the whole time? Yeah, it's such a common thing. Or small business owners who don't take time for themselves, don't replenish. Luckily, our business is looking after ourselves. So that little combination, you know, just to keep in mind, you know, that triple heater meridian in Chinese medicine is all connected. So yes, the adrenals. Adrenal stress and pain makes over 62 hormones. So it does have an effect, of course, on all our sex hormones. When it's out, you know, it can affect every single thing in the body. There's a real hierarchy. There's a hierarchy with hormones in your body, and cortisol is one of the first. So if your body is releasing cortisol, what's your body going to do? It's going to assume you're about to get eaten by a tiger. What else can it do? So, and of course, the whole fight and flight thing, the whole fight, flight, freeze, it's part of the periventricular survival system. Has anyone seen Dr. Pamela Peek? She spoke at a Metagenics conference maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Awesome chicky babe from New York, and she did TED talk called Hijacked by a Cupcake. And she was talking about when we have trauma in our life and how it then affects our genes, and it can flip our healthy genes into unhealthy genes. And so therefore she called it Hijacked by a Cupcake. So basically, when we're in trauma, we can be switching on genes that can create disease in our body. This is why fight, flight, freeze is so important. We've got to get it under control. Now, the periventricular survival system, I'm such a nerd, this is one of my favourite parts of the brain in my kinesiology work I do. It has links to up to 7 generations of how we deal with stress. So it's one of the areas when I'm working with people in stress and I go into the PVSS and I'm like, yeah, right, let's just go and have a play, shall we? So in there, there's a part of the brain called the anterior cingulate gyrus. It wants us to be perfect under stress. Imagine 7 generations ago, what's that, 150 years ago? Imagine how different the world was 150 years ago. Most people, I doubt we were the elites, so most people would have been in a survival pattern most of their life. You know, most people weren't reading. Most people would have been living in small communities where probably were from when you were 3 years old, you knew who you were going to marry because they were the only ones you weren't related to. So we're all here because the generations before us were the most powerful in that group. We're here because they survived. So we have to thank our genes. Pretty jolly awesome. But anyway, I'll just mention a couple of these areas because they're very cool. The anterior cingulate gyrus, it wants us to be perfect under stress. So how many people are picking on themselves 3 days later if they have a curt word to someone, say at the supermarket, and you think, oh, I shouldn't have been mean to that 16-year-old pimply girl, you know? We're still thinking about it. Get over it. Run your frequencies. There's another little area of the brain called the subclossal gyrus. Now, this one I love because it's like the stress air and excess chi. It's got a spectrum of how we deal with rage and anger. And once again, connected to up to 7 generations. And it has, the spectrum is everything from, once again, wanting to punch someone in the nose over here to moaning in the corner. Oh, make it okay, make it okay. It's a spectrum. So I just love the PVSS and it's just fun. It's just fun. Fight, flight, freeze. Does anyone still get stuck there, or are you all so awesome at your scanners that we never get there anymore? Actually, I'll mention another little... have you heard of the amygdala in the brain?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure that one shows up on your scans occasionally. So the amygdala has got a left and a right sides of the brain, and it's connected by about... I've forgotten, maybe 50 million neurons or something like that. It's not a lot. Believe it or not, that's not a lot. And basically, if you don't have access to your logical hemisphere or your creative hemisphere because of stress, your brain shuts it down, goes back here into your survival patterns, then even that means that sometimes your left and right amygdala aren't communicating. So then your little amygdala wants to only think on the logical side or only think on the creative side. So even the amygdala gets stressed, which is hilarious since it's associated with fight, flight and freeze and pain and punishment circuits and all sorts of other stuff. But the amygdala itself will then only have one side of the brain it can communicate with. I love the amygdala. And brings us to, again, the reticular activating system lives down behind our brainstem. So it lives in here. So the reticular activating system, the particular bit I wanted to talk about, is that decides how much danger there is and chooses which hormones to suppress or activate, depending on how many tigers are in your vicinity. So you might have a tiger in the room that you know is there. You might also know there's a family that lives somewhere out there. And you also know that by the time you're home, oh my gosh, there's still always that one. So depending on where you are, your brain might deliberately shut down your serotonin. Doesn't want you to be relaxed and happy and calm. Because if you're relaxed and happy and calm, what's going to happen? You're going to get eaten. You can't do that. So the RAS is also involved in focus. So obviously it's used for good and evil. But it's basically about keeping you switched on so that you don't miss the next thing that's going to come and attack you. That's what the RAS is all about. And once again, you might see those emotions in your body systems and go, what's that about? You know, what's been going on? I know that my amygdala's been activated lately because I've been a bit jumpy. It's probably my Moro reflex as well. You know, when babies are born and there's a loud noise and baby goes, ah! That's the Moro reflex. And I've definitely got that recently. We stayed somewhere where there were spiders last week. So it has. Spiders always activate my amygdala. So beware the tiger. To me, it's all about the tiger. How many tigers are in your vicinity? You know, where are they? What can we do about them? But if our body is constantly running on fight, flight, freeze, it also lowers your immunity and can create an ADHD immune system, a hyperactive immune system looking for the next thing in your immune system that's out to kill you as well. It can lower thyroid function and it can lower detoxification processes. Because why is detoxing important if you're about to get eaten? Why is dealing with the next virus important if you're about to get eaten? Not important. The only thing that's important is getting that cortisol out, getting the energy to your extremities so you can run like a crazy person. So having a quick squiz at the thyroid, obviously affected by fight, flight, and freeze. The HPA is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Long-term chronic stress potentially leads to a dysregulation of the HPA, which can lead to hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism. So Hashimoto's and Graves' disease are the two, you know, classic diagnoses that people get. So interesting with Hashimoto's, it can really look like depression to people. Here in Australia, our range for looking for TSH as a thyroid stimulating hormone is somewhere between 0.5 and 4.5. So some labs are a bit different. So remember, I always think of the triple heater, the three things, you know, so you've got your adrenals, your thyroid, your immune system, but outside that is the endocrine system. So once again, if that little triple in the middle is out, it's going to mess with the endocrine system as well. And we're finding so many issues with the endocrine system in the last few years for some strange reason. But how amazing to have tools that we can reverse it. It's just so exciting. It's so exciting. So the immune system. Okay, so I've got a couple of minutes. So there's so much more to the immune system than, say, antibodies or T helper cells. Was it Kai who mentioned the killer cells yesterday? Yeah, killer cells. Do you know about T helper 1, 2, and 3 cells? So basically, if we've got allergies, as a general rule, we'll have excess T helper 2 cells, not enough T helper 1 cells, and your T helper 3s and 17s in the gut just aren't doing their job. If you've got autoimmune disease, as a general rule, you'll have excess T helper 1 cells, not enough T helper 2s, your T helper 3s and 17s in the gut aren't doing their job, because 90% of the immune system's is in the gut. So the immune system, this is why small intestine, when you're looking at your meridians, have a look. What's your gut doing? If you keep getting cold after cold after cold, what's your gut doing? If you're working with an autoimmune disease, what's your gut doing? They estimate there's well over 130 autoimmune diseases now. It's getting crazy. And if you've got one, you're going to get others. Because it's the immune system attacking your body's organs because something's out of balance. Hashimoto's, Graves, it is. It's a knife edge. You know, people can go from one to the other. How many people have their tonsils, adenoids removed? It's a filter. It's a filter. Of course, we're not told that when we're three and having them ripped out. I always think of the Brady Bunch episode. There was an episode where a couple of them had swollen tonsils and the mum or the dad goes, ah, and they say, oh, you'll come into hospital too. We'll remove them as well. So there's so much to the immune system that when you're seeing them in your charts, don't just think about, you know, bacteria and virus. They're inconsequential. It's about healing the gut, healing the stress, getting in underneath it all. The Peyer's patch is interesting. It's in the small intestine. It's an area where we absorb iron. So if that area shows up in your scans, it's about iron absorption. If people have their appendixes removed, the appendix releases an antiparasitic hormone. So who ends up with lots of parasites showing? There was a study done by an oncologist in New Zealand about 15 years ago, and he was reading the blood group diet. So he thought, oh, I'm going to have a look at my clients. So he had a look at everyone, and he found that 80% of the people with bowel cancer were A blood group people with their appendixes removed. Now, of the blood group people, A's have the lowest hydrochloric acid in the body. So what have we heard about acid? We need our stomach acid. How many people are on these darn drugs that shut down acid? You need acid to get the minerals out of your diet. You need acid to kill parasites. You need acid in your stomach. And it's the acid in your, the good acid, good acid, good acid, good acid. It's the good acid in your stomach that stimulates the breakdown of our food. Eating is inflammatory. We need inflammation. So who's on anti-inflammatories every day of their life? You sort of think about what we're doing with these medications, and you start to see a little pattern. Sitting is inflammatory. Menopause is inflammatory. Oh, by the way, with the T-Helper 2s and T-Helper 1s, some people have both got both arms up in the air. My sister, when I first learned about that, I was like, well, that's rubbish. Carmel's got both of them. She got rheumatoid arthritis when she was 11, and she's had asthma and sinus problems. She's got both of them up in the air. She's a drug girl, by the way. Loves the drugs. Loves, loves, loves. And if you ever want a way to remember your white blood cells, never let monkeys eat bananas. Neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. Never let monkeys eat bananas. Oh, I'll also mention that when you're looking at the skin, so when I'm looking at the skin in the scanner, in the body systems, I often think, is this stuff we're eliminating, or is this stuff that's coming in? And with muscle monitoring, I'll check both. So, because there's often, say, electromagnetic frequencies and things like that. Now, we all know how delightful they are for us. So we know stress affects everything. You know, so it is stress. Oh, I had a guy years and years and years ago, and he was a young dude, just say 25, 30, something like that. And he had three kids, and they would go away for the weekend. By the end of the weekend, he did not need his glasses. Cardiovascular system, people need to breathe. You know, Wim Hof breathing, there's lots of breathing techniques out there. But Wim Hof breathing can save people's lives, I believe. Our skin brushing before you shower every day, you know, sort of getting into the habit of looking after our skin. Even here in Australia, sunshine is good for you. Don't let anyone tell you anything else. Oh yeah, good old amygdala. I'm sure, you know, that's a visual probably everyone's seen. You know, so our brain will sometimes see something that vaguely looks like something else. You know, you might see a stick, you know, and you jump, and then you're, oh right, it was a stick, because you thought it was a snake. After I saw that spider last weekend, I saw a few leaves, and I'm like jumping, and I can jump fast. I was at a brain integration course with Jackie Mooney, I don't know, 20 years ago, and one of the guys knew I had a phobia of spiders, and this is funny if any of you do muscle monitoring. So him and his grandson at lunchtime, doing me a favour, they went out into the bush and they got three big black spiders. These weren't daddy long legs or something like that, and they had them in a flimsy little Chinese container. And he sat down next to lunch and he put it on the table next to me and he said, oh look, I'm going to do your balance on spiders. I was behind the whiteboard before I consciously thought, I must look like a total nong up here. I think about where I was sitting. I was sitting like in behind people. Anyway, just crazy. The amygdala, it's the one that can make you pick up a jolly car if there's a kid underneath there. You know, so we can do amazing things. It is a powerful part of the brain. Yeah, I think we've sort of covered most of that. So basically, you know, when everything goes wrong. Everything goes wrong. We've got to get our stress under control. We've got to have tools in our life. It just messes with everything, doesn't it? How many people get gut issues if they're having a stressy day? How many people get diarrhea or constipation if they're having a stressy day? Not to mention, you know, when you've got a grandkid waking you up at 4:44 in the morning just for fun. You know, it's because I keep putting my hand up and saying, yeah, he can stay over. So that's a lot of fun. But yeah, we do have to sort of think about stress as a real thing. And when we're talking to people about things, I used to have old clients who would say, I don't believe in stress. And you go, well, you know, you got this going on and that going on. And, you know, so I would like to finish with if this is okay, it takes about a minute. I have got a beautiful download from a friend of mine, Aurelia. So I don't know if any of you know Alexander. He's on the board of IASC, the International Applied Specialized Kinesiology, and I did some balances with him recently. And his wife, Aurelia, is very connected. And she has a technology, an affirmation to help us accept, utilize frequency, bad stuff into good. So would you like to hear that? So I'd love you all to close. You can close your eyes or not. I won't, you know. Okay, so, but if you do feel it as an affirmation, I would love it. Health is good. Wealth is good. Focus on any toxins, nanotechnology, electromagnetic frequencies in your body, especially in your brain, and say to yourself, every day in every way, everything gets better and better, especially my connection to the divine and to the people around me, so that I can effectively fulfill my mission with mercy, grace, success, and compassion. This is why my body gratefully recognizes and receives this biotechnology as nectar drops straight from the mandala of Buddha, Jesus, Mother Mary, God, the Creator, and universal love. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful.